Saturday, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic presents A Dickens of a Christmas, with performances at 3 and 7 in Urn Auditorium. I'm George Walker, and our guest is conductor David Bowden. David, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Now, this is a Christmas like in merry old England when Dickens penned A Christmas Carol, a glimpse into the Victorian-style holiday, but with both traditional favorites and some of the classical pieces from the time as well.
Exactly. We are actually greeting people at the door with people in Dickens costumes. We have a gorgeous backdrop that is going to be at the back of the orchestra, and then we're featuring a lot of music from the British Isles.
In addition, we should mention what's going to happen at the end first, and that's, of course, that there will be one of those great sing-alongs.
Oh, there's always a sing-along in the middle somewhere, and we're going to be doing that as well.
Now, the children's choir is performing. Tell us a little bit about what they'll be doing.
Well, Ruth Dwyer has one of the most incredible organizations in the country for children, and it is our Columbus, Indiana Children's Choir. They're going to be doing, as they walk in, Winter Wonderland, and then they have a great song by John Howell called The Angel Gabriel. And as a part of the British focus, Gustav Holst will be featured his Persinent ODA Christmas song, and then A La Nanita Nana and Ding Dong Merrily on High. So they're doing a lot of things, plus a little bit with our Dickens singers. Do you want to know about that?
Tell us, David.
We've got a double quartet that will be dressed up in Dickens costumes, and each of the quartets will be going through the house during the preparation for the concert and during intermission, and just caroling for people. Plus, they're featured in the concert. They'll be doing a setting of What Child Is This, Green Sleeves, and also Deck the Halls, and they'll be singing with the children's choir as well on John Rutter's Christmas Lullaby.
We're talking with David Bowden, the artistic director and conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, about A Dickens of a Christmas. Now, so far we've been talking about people singing. Let's talk a little bit about the people who'll be playing.
Well, obviously there's the orchestra, and we have such a wonderful orchestra, but as a part of that, we have a Brown Instrumental Scholarship winner from 2007. Her name is Kristen Kazanave, and she is a spectacular trumpet player, especially on piccolo trumpet, and she and Camilla Gehring will be presenting Let the Bright Seraphim from Samson, which was the opening music that we were listening to, and then she'll also be doing a Purcell sonata. She's been working with me for some years, and she studies with Ed Cord, and she's just amazing. You will love this particular part of the program.
We've been talking about singers. We've been talking about instrumentalists. I understand there's some actors involved, too.
Well, John Johnson is one of the most amazing actors I have ever seen. He is just awesome, and he's going to be narrating portions of A Christmas Carol, which, of course, is Charles Dickens. And so we are going to be presenting that along with a lot of music interspersed. It's really, he's going to do at least 20 separate voices. And I can't wait for people to hear this. This, of course, is the major feature of the show. John Johnson doing A Christmas Carol.
We should mention that in honor of the Philharmonic's 20th anniversary season, all tickets are $20 or less.
That's correct. It's our gift to the community to celebrate our anniversary.
We've been talking with David Bowden, the artistic director and conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic. Their program, A Dickens of a Christmas, this weekend on Saturday in the afternoon at 3 and in the evening at 7 in Erin Auditorium. I'm George Walker.